CGM, continuous glucose monitor, is a device that tracks glucose or sugar level in real time. What I would see is CGM is helping a lot of people, and these are really real life stories that showcase the profound impact of CGM device. I would say it's an exciting time for diabetic management with a potentially to a radical improvement for those managing their condition.
Fritz for Future, Henkel's Sustainability Podcast.
Today we are talking about a tiny little device that is life-changing for millions of people worldwide. To be specific, 425 million people suffering from diabetes. You might have seen them, small devices that people wear on their arms. This technology is called Continuous Glucose Monitoring, or CGM. It allows diabetics to monitor their blood sugar levels without the need for traditional blood tests, making life easier, safer, and even more sustainable in a social sense. But what does this mean for diabetics, and how has this technology evolved over the years? We'll explore these questions today with our special guest, Sisai Gitahun. Sisai, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So you work for Henkel in the USA, specifically in California, as a global key account manager for Henkel's medical devices. And to start, can you give us an overview how Henkel is involved in the CGM market?
All right, thank you. So just to say a little words about how Henkel is involved. Henkel Adhesive Technologies is at the forefront of driving innovation in the healthcare sector, and particularly in continuous glucose monitor market. We have over 50 years of experience. Henkel is poised to accelerate digital transformation by providing a cutting-edge technologies that improve patients' outcome. That put us, Henkel, in a position to support CGM manufacturers in navigating complexity of healthcare regulation, at the same time bringing the innovation solution to the market quickly. Our goal from Henkel's side is to respond in terms of global scale, respond to the robust supply chain, and in-house clinical trials across all industries in collaboration. And this puts us as to be an agile partner to help shape the future of healthcare. Our commitment in Henkel is to accelerate the healthcare industry and innovation to progress specifically in the CGM market beyond what we are working on right now. Just to look into the main requirements that we are seeing on the CGM right now is first, the need for a smaller glucose measurement device for diabetic patients. And the other is the desire for continuous monitoring with high performance requirements, high wear comfort, and being environmental friendly. And then the industry also needs to increase production efficiency while assuming the scalability. So where do we come in? So Henkel's main involvement in CGM market is one, collaborating in the development and supporting CGM solutions to enhance the healthcare quality and improve the lives of patients and also the caregivers. Leveraging the expertise in the material science and chemistry of advanced and improved existing technology is one of the core front of Henkel's involvement, and driving the innovation within the CGM market together with our partners to deliver solution that exceeds the current standard that you see in the market. Well, we also provide adhesive solutions in terms of the glucose monitor sensors and to lead a better well-being. So overall, Henkel adapt to emerging trends and evolving technologies and growing the demand for safer, more sustainable and suitable solutions in this market.
Yeah, perfect. You mentioned a lot of points. We will dive deeper in later on. But let's take a step back. How exactly does a CGM device work?
That's a good question. So CGM, continuous glucose monitor, is a device that tracks glucose or sugar level in real time throughout the day and night. And typically, people wear a glucose monitor to manage their blood sugar level more effectively. Because living with diabetes requires a constant track of glucose numbers. It's basically a number game. And for years, people used to use glucose monitor where you poke yourself your finger to test your glucose level. And you'd need to know to have an idea of where those numbers are. Are you up or low or down? So this CGM, a small sensor inserted under your skin, measures continuously your glucose level. And here's how it works. A small sensor is inserted under your skin, usually in your arm or in your abdominal part, and this sensor measures your glucose level. The measured level transmitted into a data wirelessly, and your receiver or your smartphone or even your insulin pump would get this message, allowing you to see your glucose level in real time. This sensor transmits the information, alerting you on where you are in terms of your glucose level. The system provides really continuous data. You could use this throughout the day and manage your expectation in terms of where you need to be for your diet, exercise, or even your insulin usage. So overall, CGM, it helps to provide a detailed real-time information. Compared to traditional testing method, it's very useful in terms of getting you real-time information to manage your diabetes status. It gives you an insight on the food activities or your insulin dosage.
So I mentioned earlier that this is a life-changing innovation. You have brought some personal stories to share. Could you tell us about some real-life experiences that highlight the impact of CGM devices?
I'm happy to share my personal experience. So the CGM is very important in making people's life easier or enabling them to take more control over their health and make an informed decision about their daily routine. For example, just to mention a few highlights from my personal experience, CGM is very near and dear to me. My mom is diabetic. She was used to testing her blood sugar level several times a day with finger stick device. She struggles with unpredictable blood sugar fluctuations, especially at night when she wakes up feeling unwell without knowing whether her blood sugar was too high or too low. The impact of CGM for her is really, once she started using CGM, she was able to monitor her glucose level continuously, even while she's sleeping. The real-time data helped her to understand an impact of different food level or her walking pattern or the stress on level that impacts her glucose level. One particularly impactful feature was the alert that notifies her if her glucose level is too high, where she would need to go out and walk and exercise, and too low, where she would need to take something to adjust it. Overall, what I would say that gives her confidence on in terms of the CGM is it really gives her a sense of empowerment and it gives her security. We no longer have to guess where her blood sugar levels is, and it really significantly reduced her stress level and the ability to have fewer emergency situations. The other story that I wanted to share is about a client of mine his daughter. His daughter got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And as a parent, he was concerned about his daughter's safety, particularly when she's at school and even while she's sleeping at night. He often worries about her experiencing dangerously low blood sugar level while she's at school. CGM helped him to monitor her glucose level from his phone on a real time while she's at school. It sends him alert if her glucose level is too low or it's spiked up. So it gives a really informative data to allow him to really come up with a solution that would help his daughter in terms of giving her a snack if it's too low, or adjusting her insulin level if it's too high. So the CGM brought him a sense of peace of mind, knowing where she is and how he could track her health situation. So what I would see is CGM is helping a lot of people, and these are really real life stories that showcase the profound impact of CGM device that provides not just greater control over their glucose level, but also increasing the confidence and reducing the anxiety, and in general, having the ability to live a fuller life and more active life.
Yeah, so you mentioned a few of the benefits of using a CGM, but for our category fact check, maybe you can list the top three benefits of using that device.
Fact check.
So CGM offers several advantages, right? For people to manage their sugar level, particularly people that are diabetes. So to mention three main, it gives a real-time glucose monitoring. It provides continuous comfort in terms of knowing the level of your, where your blood glucose level is throughout the day and night. This enables people that use a CGM in terms of taking an immediate action in terms of food, exercise, medication, helping them to make an improved decision with their health. The other one is early detection in terms of your high or low level of glucose. So CGM can alert you where you are in terms of the blood sugar fluctuation before it becomes critical. So it gives you an early warning system to prevent a very low blood sugar or a very high blood sugar. So this symptom, you would see it before it gets to a critical stage with a real-time data. It also helps in terms of improving the overall diabetic management. So it gives you a detailed and frequent data, and you can adjust your activities based on that. So if I have to mention three, it's the real-time monitoring, the early detection, and improving the overall your diabetes situation, I would say, among the top three.
Yeah, and overall to feel more safe and independent, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it gives you a high benefit in terms of a better control your overall diabetes management, and it improves your quality of life.
Yeah. So one practical question many people might have, can I wear a CGM everywhere? So for example, in the shower or while swimming?
Yes. You may wear your continuous glucose monitor while swimming or showering. It's designed for that. There are a few important things to keep in mind, though. So most CGMs are water resistant and can typically be worn in the shower without an issue. And the same for swimming. They're waterproof. You could swim in it. But one thing to consider is you would have to check, depending on the model or the manufacturer of your CGM provider provides, you'd have to check into the manufacturer's guide. Just in general, yes, they are designed to be waterproof and to be worn and shower and swimming for however the many days that it's labeled to be worn at.
So, but you have to check it for sure. So, and these devices typically last for 2 weeks. What happens after that? Are they disposed of as waste, or is there an option for recycling or reusing components?
It's designed to last for about 10, 14, or even longer in some cases, and you'd need to replace them. So in terms of disposal, since CGM contains both medical and electronic components, they cannot be disposed with a regular household waste. Mini CGMs comes with specific instruction for proper disposal, which might include guideline for safety discarding of the sensor and or the transmitter. This helps prevent the harm of environment or waste management. In terms of recycling, some CGM manufacturers start to explore options for recycling the components like the sensors or the transmitters to reduce the environmental impact. Like looking at it from a reusable standpoint, typically the sensors and the transmitters are single use, which means they cannot be reused once they have expired. So you'd have to remove them. So having said this, many users are advocating for a better recycling program in the healthcare industry. So it's disposal is a really tight spot at this point.
Mm. So how accessible is this technology? Are CGMs covered by health insurance? Or, of course, coverage differs across countries for sure, but what are some general trends?
What's next?
Yeah, so you're right. Coverage trends depends on where you are and can vary significantly depending on the country, the healthcare system, and specific insurance plans. However, general trends like accessibility and insurance coverage, for example, in the United States, CGM covers become more common, especially for people with type 1 diabetes. And Medicare, for instance, began to cover CGM eligible for individuals starting, I would say, 2017. Private insurance companies also often provide coverage, though it may depend on the type of diabetes or medical necessity and specific insurance plan. For people with type 2 diabetes, coverage might be more restrictive, but CGMs are typically covered if they demonstrate the need for frequent blood sugar monitoring or if the individual is on insulin therapy. In Europe, insurance coverage depends on from country to country, but mostly it's covered by health insurance for people with type 1 diabetes. And increasingly, we're seeing for those with type 2 diabetes as well. The extent of coverage may vary from country to country and from insurance to insurance, but the key is in terms of general trend, type 1 diabetes are more commonly covered within the insurance, and type 2 coverage depends on the restrictiveness or the how often the person uses the testing and also if they use insulin dosage as well. So the necessity depends on the insurance and where you're located.
Hmm. CGMs are primarily designed for diabetics, but we are also seeing interest from health-conscious individuals. So how are CGMs being used by non-diabetics and what are the benefits for them?
Well, continuous glucose monitors are initially designed for people with diabetes. There is a growing trend of health-conscious individuals using CGM to gain insight in their glucose level and overall health. So there is an over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor device that are becoming more accessible for individuals like you mentioned who are interested in tracking their glucose level without a prescription. This device are typically designed for people who wants to monitor their blood sugar trends for typically a general health, fitness, or lifestyle optimization rather than just managing diabetes. And here's how it works, right? They are non-diabetic, and the benefit for this type of people is to mainly manage their glucose level in their body and how their body responds to different type of foods or different exercise. So basically, athletes, they would want to understand or they would want to optimize their training performance by tracking their glucose level during workout. They could see how different type of exercise or hydration or nutrition affect their energy and performance. So basically, the benefit of CGM for non-diabetic or lifestyle type of usages real-time data for better decision-making in terms of what type of exercise, what type of food, or what type of lifestyle that you want to lead, knowing your data, and you want to have a personalized health insight so you could make a better decision for your well-being. It also helps for prevention, and or you could consider it as an early intervention, because it would give you or a spotlight where you are in terms of your situation, if you are pre-diabetic or if you want to make an informed decision in terms of your health. So it really helps to optimize your health situation and give you a better data, or equip you with the data to make better decision, to have a better health decision.
Yeah, I guess this is the core point, that you have the data to make better decisions, yes, as you said. So at the beginning of our talk, you mentioned that Henkel contributes to the CGM industry, and Henkel is really known for continuous innovation. What's the next big goal in CGM technology from your perspective?
You're absolutely right that Henkel is involved in this, and Henkel is a leader in adhesive technology in general and plays a critical role in the CGM industry, especially in the development of specialized adhesive for next generation device. Looking ahead, there are several exciting directions for innovation in CGM technology that Henkel is working on. We have access to the ecosystem and can think holistically in terms of the solution for the market. We leverage our application knowledge to improve the existing solution and co-develop new products with the CGM partners that we have, because we share the same ambition in terms of making life to a better place. Based on the current trends and advancement, the next big goal for CGM technology would likely revolve around improving comfort and extending sensors' life, pushing more towards non-invasive option, integrating with other technologies for more connected health ecosystem. So we expect an increased AI-driven insight, pushing for more greater affordable, globally accessible solution, and Henkel continuously work on optimizing adhesive and materials that is really crucial to ensure innovation and drive it seamlessly together with CGM manufacturers. So I would say it's an exciting time for diabetic management, with a potentially to a radical improvement for daily lives of those managing their condition. Overall, at Henkel, we are very proud to be part of this journey in terms of the next generation innovation.
So let's have a look in the future. What advancements can we expect in the coming years? Are there new features or additional health monitoring capabilities on the horizon? And what would the benefits be for a society as a whole?
Well, CGMs have traditionally focused on glucose monitoring. There are many exciting advancements in the horizon that could transform them into even more comprehensive health monitoring tools, right? The future of CGM technology is not just about improving glucose reading, but also integrating broader range of features for personalized health management. So just to name few, the deeper integration of CGM with other health metrics. So future CGM may integrate more deeply with other wearable devices like smartwatches, fitness trackers, or blood pressure monitoring to gather more broader area of health data, for example, for heart rate, physical activities, and it could be for sleep patterns as well. What's important is it gives a holistic view of health that combines glucose data with other activities level, and gives you other metrics that will allow for more integrated management. For example, a CGM might communicate with a fitness tracker or adjust insulin delivery to provide a real-time recommendation, for example, exercise or food intake or something based on your current glucose level, so more proactive. this could lead more into the automated health system that make decision about your treatment or your lifestyle change based on real-time data that this device would give you. I mentioned earlier, non-invasive blood sugar monitor. So what's coming is a non-invasive CGM technology. The major area of development is mostly without the need for sensor that pierce the skin. So the traditional CGM, while it's less invasive than the previous ones are like the finger stick and test, it still requires a sensor insert under your skin. The non-invasive CGM could eliminate the discomfort and the need for sensor replacement and making them much more appealing for people that wants to use CGM. So in broader perspective of the benefit, the true non-invasive CGM could drastically increase the adoption rate in terms of people with type 2 diabetes that are not currently using CGM. So they may want to incline more into the non-invasive monitors. And it could also reduce the healthcare cost as well. So these are mean. And I would say in terms of the data from the AI side, so more predictive analysis is what I would say that's coming in the horizon. So CGM device collect a vast amount of data. So AI or machine learning will become more integrated into the systems. So overall, I would say more enhanced or customized system may be in the horizon in terms of helping individual for maybe a CGM that may become more personalized to individual or the users based on their unique biology or lifestyle or health history. So the technology might be driving more towards that direction. So the future of CGM technology holds a huge potential, not only transforming the management of diabetes, but also more in terms of a revolution in healthcare more broadly by expanding its scope into monitoring other key health trackers, right? Integrating the predictive analysis and making these technologies more accessible and making it more personalized. So the ultimate result could be more proactive, data-driven, and potentially cost-effective into the healthcare system.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights and expertise with us today. It was really great, and it has been a fascinating discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And if you enjoyed this episode of Fritz for Future, make sure to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating. Do you have topics or guest suggestions? Share your ideas in the reviews, and we'd also love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at fritzforfuture@henkel.com. For more episodes and updates, visit henkel.com/podcast. Until next time, take care and hear you soon.
Fritz for Future, Henkel Sustainability Podcast.